Committee of the Whole meeting here at 6:30, and the topic today is the vacate Holly Street. I'm going to start with this, Mr. Mayor. Start with you, or?
No, I think what I would tell you is that the Planning Commission in the fall did recommend it to council at this point, and I know we've got some members from the design firm here tonight to be able to speak on that. And to talk about that, because it certainly impacts that, so.
Thank you. Yeah, since I'm involved in the project, I'm going to separate myself from the discussion of your council. I'll have to abstain on this.
Yes, I did.
I want to introduce Matt Hibner, our project manager. He can introduce the team we have here and give you a summary of the site design and why we're asking for this vacation and answer any questions.
All right, well, thanks. Good evening. Glad to be here. We've got Kathy Trejo. She's a landscape architect. Nancy Toby from Access Engineering, as well as Michael Guttemiller. He's a traffic impact analysis engineer. So with that, we just wanted to hand it over to Nancy and Kathy to kind of really lead the way through the presentation.
So what Eric is passing around is, we thought it might be helpful from the questions we got last September to have just some traffic analysis diagrams to show. One is the existing traffic to give comparison. And then the other is our proposed, just so you can see a visual of why we're asking for it. And then everybody gets it, I can run through it if you want. The larger white building is our proposed high school middle school building. So it is to be built on top of Holly, and but at the same time, not the existing high school within Maine. So it's out of the way so they can keep that service until this building is up and then take it down. So that's the location proposal. And then what you're seeing is the red arrow that would come in at Felton Avenue. There's an existing traffic light there. That would be your parent entry, so the car line, the longer car line, would come in and run where that red arrow is to drop off in front of the high school and exit at the same spot. And those are, that traffic is separated out from everything else. So unlike, I won't even go through the existing traffic. I think you all know what it's like, unless you have questions, but it's very much more controlled and safe, and gives you enough length to get enough cars in there.
Is the same volume of cars represented in both? Because it looks like a lot more red than I see red on here.
It is not exactly the same, because there's an elementary school now. You know, the primary school is there, that won't be there.
Right.
So the traffic does change a bit.
Okay.
So now we're focused on junior high school, 7 through 12 is what it's for. So there will be less.
So there'll be less traffic because those kids will be moved out to the
right.
West.
Okay.
All right.
And then as far as that traffic goes as well, to the right side of that proposed 712 building is a large parking lot that is proposed for the student population to park. So the white arrows are for students. So the students can come in at the intersection of Cumberland, off of Wayne, and off of Johnson, and where Holly is now, off the back to get to that lot. So they would be separate from the parents, the white arrows. The yellow arrow is the bus traffic. So they come in at College, and that would be bus only. So they would come in and out there, and you're seeing how that would circulate. And then there's a very long sidewalk where they would be dropping off the students, and they'd be entering the building off that left side. And then the green is staff. So staff is, the staff parking lot is north of the bus, and there's also some staff in front of the high school too. So they have option to be able to get in and not get tangled up with the students or the parents. So it's all separated, and we're trying to keep it safe and simple. Does that make sense?
So when you're entering off of Falcon or entering off of Cumberland, I see, is there a gated area to control the traffic so that the students can only go to the student parking lot?
Right, so the red arrow is, there are two gates around the parent car line, so that controls parent only.
Okay.
And those will probably be closed almost all the time except for during events. So football games, basketball games, they could open them. But during the regular day, those will probably just always be closed so that the main entrance to come in as a visitor is also off of Falcon.
One of the questions, some other questions that I have is not necessarily the campus itself, but the feeder streets and the streets that leading to the campus itself. For example, Willow, Johnson, Holly, and Meadowview are heavily trafficked right now. I understand that we're going to be losing one school, but I don't believe that Holly, Willow, and Meadowview are wide enough to handle. I mean, they've got parking on both sides, except for during school hours. A lot of people use that to get across, use Holly right now to get across town.
Right.
I'm trying to understand if that traffic helps.
So I'm going to lead on Michael Benmiller.
Sure.
He's our traffic engineer, and we have started a study. But I'm going to ask you to comment on anything there.
So we haven't completed the traffic study yet, beginning stages of it, but which the traffic study itself will answer a lot of those questions in terms of exactly what kind of improvements need to be made to the roadway. But you know, based on my experience, I don't have any concerns with eliminating Holly, that it's going to create a situation where we're really going to need a lot of improvements along the existing roadways.
So Holly and Lilac, you get parking on both sides. Right now it's allowed. It narrows it down to one car going down Holly, Lilac. I mean, I live there right there on the curb, and it's Talladega at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
What about 7:30?
7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock in the morning,
you can't get out of the driveway.
Sure. You can't leave.
So, I mean, it's crazy, and then the light at Meyer and Meadowview as well. Now that's going to be one of the main traffic ways around. It's not a light now, but I mean, it's a two-way stop. That's going to create a havoc there as well. I just got some concerns about some of the outside streets.
Understandable. And like I said, what the traffic study will really evaluate all of that. But in general, when we're looking at a site, what we'd like to do is minimize the number of access points to the main roadways, to the main collector streets. We want to create as much space in between those access points and minimize the number of conflict points, in which this proposed plan does a lot of that. We're really reducing the number of access points, spreading the distance between the intersections apart. And we're creating four-way intersections versus having multiple three-way intersections, which are all beneficial.
Initially, I had heard that there was going to be one large parking lot out behind the high school, and that would, everything would be empty off of Johnson and Holly. And I was like, oh, wait, that doesn't sound good. But this proposed plan looks a little bit better than what I was told, so I'm glad I got to
see it. And some of these concerns that you bring up, I mean, as long as we know about them when we do the traffic study, we can make sure we make special note of this.
I'm pretty knowledgeable on Holly Street. I lived there 20 years in the last house, so I know it, you cannot back out of your driveway if you're there after 7 o'clock. Most of the traffic that comes up Holly Street towards the schools from the north normally turns right on the Johnson now.
Okay.
A lot of it doesn't really go through the proposed area that's going to be vacated. Well, most of the cars that come through there stop, turn right, and go up Johnson Avenue because they're dropping the kids off for the middle school there, or the existing middle school. And I got a feeling that once we change the drop-off points for the schools, most of the traffic is not going to come down Holly Street. It's going to go up to Wayne Street. With the plan that you have here, that was my main concern. Until I see this, I think that having the entrances off of Wayne Street is going to alleviate some of the traffic on Holly Street right now. Without, you know, with the vacated in there, it's probably going to help a little bit.
The goal is to pull the traffic to Wayne, which is a main arterial
right.
street,
right.
and get it out of the residence. Yeah.
Any questions at the time?
I know it was mentioned in, I guess it was more in a newspaper article about one of the reasons to vacate Holly here was for safety currently. Has there been issues with safety on Holly there or in that area between the schools? I wasn't aware of anything. I didn't know if that's what they were referring to or just having cars going through there between the school buildings was the safety concern.
I think more of the concern was because of the traffic that would go through during school hours, you'd have kids occasionally going back and forth. You do have playgrounds there. So looking at the kids traveling, going back and forth. So looking, and there would be cars coming from behind the current middle school in there that would be coming out to Holly currently. So there's safety in there. I think there's also the element of being a little bit better about regulating the traffic going through a school area. A lot of schools you don't go through in between buildings, and this one currently you do.
Right. So there was no reported accidents there?
Not to my knowledge, specifically.
After schools, when they have either soccer games or middle school has basketball and volleyball and stuff like that there, that's where they usually park is right there along Holly Street. Even though some of it is yellow, they'll have them kind of lined up, and
yeah.
it's one car pass. Actually, that would alleviate some of that.
Okay.
And the stop time being ran at Johnson and
Holly
Street.
Well,
yes.
Stop
yes.
Lilac,
they don't stop
yeah.
there either.
Oh, yeah, Lilac is
Lilac,
another one.
Lilac, they jump the curb and just keep going. They
yeah.
go 50 down Lilac, hit that curb and keep going.
Eric, my main concern is there's a lot of impervious surface being added.
You can still go through this
part. That.
You can get all the way through here.
Because right now, the storm sewer system, I don't know if Dom, is it adequate to handle that much more impervious surface?
They got detention ponds planned. They can explain it here. And it has to go both ways because they're coming up
the
by.
Holly Street right now splits the drainage areas.
Yeah.
So one will go to the existing soccer field to the west, and then to the
right.
east we'll have something along
essentially
the east
the
property
right
line.
There,
so there'll be
yep.
two detention ponds.
And through the Planning Commission, we had their calculations and everything for their storm drainage.
Where are those retention ponds be?
One is currently where the existing soccer field is. That will remain. And the other will be on the east side. You can see a practice field kind of northeast of the tennis courts in that area.
Everything on this side drains to the lake.
Never to the same area.
Someone brought up the parking on Holly Street, so I'll just point out there's some numbers on here. The existing parking compared to what we're proposed is quite improved. And if you think of it in terms of events, what we usually do is do it in terms of a 5-minute walk. So if you think of a 5-minute walk to, like, say, a football event, you only have, I got my glasses on, 246 spaces within a 5-minute walk of your football field. And when you look at the proposed plan, 796. So you can see how much that will change. your safety as well, because your parking is where it needs to be, and not all of the surrounding neighborhoods and Hop River and those kind of things. And that's without, with, that's just the base bid. There are alternate bids as well, so that parking number could actually increase.
The current high school has some type of utility run underneath it, is that?
Yeah, well, it's the existing TriStar building on the map. Like, if you see where the CAT building is. There's an existing water line that runs underneath of it.
Okay, that's, so we won't have that problem once the school's gone?
No, we still will now.
Will still be. It goes right under this corner of the park, which is supposed to play, so. It's existing.
It's on a loop.
Yeah, we're able.
So if something happens, we shut it off in there, but it's still gonna have water.
Yeah, we're able to isolate that area now. It wasn't always that way, but we can now.
I know there was question before.
Yep, yep.
Thank you.
We did have that.
I got one final question on the traffic though. If your traffic study shows concern, how will those be addressed?
So. Yep, I can jump in on that.
So yeah, we'll look at everything from, we'll look at the safety, so we're gonna pull crashes, we'll look at all the crashes. We'll do traffic counts, we'll do traffic counts of all the intersections in the surrounding area. And then with that data, we'll make traffic projections of what we think the area is gonna look like once this new school is constructed. With that, we will look at turn lanes, traffic signals, we'll evaluate for all of that. Check the capacity, make sure everything, all the intersections have good capacity, see where we need to have turn lanes and the signals. And if there are improvements warranted, then we'll be working with the city staff and the school to see what needs to be done.
What to move forward on this?
Correct, yeah.
Any other questions?
When do you anticipate the traffic study being completed?
So if we would start, so we've started, but give you a rough time on it. I think we can have the traffic study probably approved by September. It would be my estimation.
By when?
September.
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 Okay. In your preliminary study, do you feel that the traffic on Holly Street and Johnson will be reduced?
Yeah, based on, I mean, like I said, without having all of the data at the moment, looking at it from a high level, yes. So the idea that Kathy alluded to is getting that traffic to Wayne Street, where that street is built up and intended to handle more traffic.
I probably agree with you too on Johnson and Holly being reduced, but Meadowview and Willow and maybe even Buckeye, maybe farther out, which can probably handle the traffic, are going to be increased heavily on this. So those are the streets that concern me, actually.
The student exit, I would hope that there would be a light because your traffic study, what you'll find, I just cringe a lot of times when it's a stop and go, look, oh, it's close enough or something like that. So just, I would hope that there'd be a light student exit there on Wayne Street.
Yeah, there are special considerations given to the proximity to a school. So
thank you.
That would be considered.
Because with the kid, you know, high school is, they don't. They just go. Yeah. They don't wait for kids to go.
That's true.
Yeah, there's plenty of room.
So. The nice thing about the pedestrians is that there are crosswalks at intersections now, since with limited amount of car entries. The pedestrians.
So like down here on the.
So there's a sidewalk leading directly to Cumberland. There's
Yeah, I was talking back here by the Holly, that, because that's what we're concerned about.
They're at intersections, you know, instead of, we're hearing stories of kids just cutting across everywhere.
Yes.
At the.
That's true, they do.
At the current time, there are a lot of students that are heading directly across the street, parallel to Cumberland, and they park back in that area. Is this going to alleviate a lot of the parking concerns then? Like, so that there's not students parking across the street and walking across the street typically? Is there going to be enough parking for every student, and that's what we're looking at, I would imagine?
Yeah, this, the number of student parking here, it's the school, the district, it surveys, and they've given us a requested amount, and the base bid meets that requested amount. If you add the alternate, which is this lighter gray here, that even exceeds it. So if you were a student, I would think you would want to park right here, because, you know, they are the only walk the least distance possible. So.
I just don't know if there.
There should be plenty.
Yeah, I'm hoping they'll just choose to park over there still, but it's common.
Part of the reason they park there right now is because of the limited parking. And then when they're going to the college, or they're going to TriStar, when they come back, there's no park, there's parking, but it's all the way in the back, and they have to walk all the way around to the front of the school.
And this parking is also at an entry where if you're a TriStar student, you can go into the building to where you're supposed to be when you're waiting or hanging out. It's adjacent to where they want you to be, so it's all going to be conducive to putting them where you want them to be.
Any other questions? Any comments you guys have?
Yeah. As I glance at this, and right now I'm actually not even going to focus on Holly Street. I'm going to go down here to Lane at that light right at the corner of the football field. I really think that you do not want to bring those into there. To me, you should have an access point before that curve and before that light. You get up to the corner of that football field, you can't see anything.
Are you talking where the red is?
That's where the red is coming in. Instead of having it there, bring it over here. Bring it over here before you get to that.
He does make a good point. He's not thinking about that, but it is full as it comes into there. When you're coming around there, it's hard to see when you have a lot of traffic.
And you said the green.
Yeah.
Green is like a
traffic light is here.
So what is going to do?
Yeah, but the entrance is there, right?
As opposed to. If it's a parent, you can't get to where you want to be if you're coming in from the back. If you're a student, you're also gated. You have to get here.
That elementary school goes away, so it'll be different. Goes all the way over.
And that we did, because they were like, talk about options if that becomes an issue.
It will be a
if it becomes an issue, we have an option of looking at the call for the students. So that'll be part of the well, the parents are up here, so.
Well, that'll be nice that the parents are taking care of.
They're going the other way. That might help.
I like that. What I don't like is, I don't like that statement, if it becomes an issue. Because that tells me we're going to put it in place. And then, even if it becomes an issue.
No, I'm talking about during the study of the traffic. If it becomes apparent that it's an issue, and we'll deal with it.
I have a question about the study. So you said it would be in place by 7:00?
Is that right? Okay. I have one bill same deal, right?
The study? It has started. It has already started. And you're going to study it through the summertime when there's no school.
No.
That's why it's going to be added. Okay. I was wondering, I'm thinking.
You're getting the data.
So then you have time to put it together. Right. Thank you.
During the school.
Yeah.
All right, we have a regular meeting starting in 5 minutes. I'd like to adjourn this meeting here at 6:55. I want to thank you guys for coming in and explaining and answer our questions. Look forward to hearing from you guys soon in the near future. All right, we'll go ahead and adjourn at 6:55, and we'll be starting our meeting here in about 5 minutes.